Prosecutors in Birmingham, Alabama, continue to present their case against a former Ku Klux Klansman accused of killing four girls in a civil rights-era church bombing. Two other men have been convicted. 71-year-old Bobby Frank Cherry is the last suspect to be tried in the 1963 bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
For Birmingham, 1963 was a watershed year in the struggle over equal rights. Alabama Governor George Wallace proclaimed segregation forever, while Martin Luther King Jr. led marchers through downtown Birmingham in protest of separate public facilities for blacks and whites. Prosecutors tried to take jurors back to that turbulent time as Cherry's trial opened yesterday. They portrayed Cherry as part of a violent Klan faction that couldn't stand what was going on in their city. The breaking point, according to prosecutor Doug Jones, was when federal courts ordered Birmingham public school doors open to black students.
It just doesn't appear to us to be a coincidence that this particular bomb occurred 5 days after the schools were integrated for the first time.
The state called witnesses who described how the 16th Street Baptist Church was the site of mass meetings for civil rights marchers, most of them teens. Others, including two of the victims' mothers, described when the dynamite blast rocked the church on Sunday, September 15th, and blew a crater through the basement ladies' lounge. Some of the most emotional testimony came from Barbara Ann Cross, whose father was pastor of 16th Street Baptist Church at the time. Cross, who was 13, recalled seeing her Sunday school classmates for the last time when they left to go primp in the restroom before taking part in youth Sunday services. Speaking outside the courtroom, Cross said she would have been with them had the teacher not made her stay behind to help with a report.
The assignment was to write down the name of the ladies that would be girls that would be promoted to the next Sunday, move up in Sunday school. And by the time I had written down the fifth or sixth name, there was a loud explosion, and it was chaotic, and I was hit in the head with a piece of the lights fixture. That I remember trying to look for my sisters and brother, just not knowing really what had happened.
Cross said at first she thought Russia had bombed Alabama. The state also called to the witness stand a childhood friend of Bobby Frank Cherry's son. Bobby Birdwell recalled being at Cherry's house just a few days before the church bombing. Birdwell, who was 11 at the time, said he overheard Cherry and three other men talking at the kitchen table about a bomb and the 16th Street Church. Asked why he didn't speak up about what he'd heard sooner, Birdwell said he was scared to. During cross-examination, the defense tried to cast doubt on his account, suggesting he might have been drinking when he first told his story to the FBI in 1997. Cherry's lawyer told jurors during opening statements that the state didn't have any hard evidence linking his client to the crime, only inherently unreliable witnesses. Attorney Mickey Johnson claims federal authorities zeroed in on Cherry and his fellow Klansmen from the start, never even considering other violent groups in Birmingham that were also fighting integration.
This was never an investigation. It was just a target. It was building a case around a target, is all it was. I mean, nothing new ever came up here. No attempt was ever made to come up with anything new. This is picking up the old stuff and taking another run at it.
The state will continue presenting testimony today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Birmingham.